and tigers and bears, 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 bears.
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.
This is Queer Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and this month I'm calling my show Bear Music. I'll explore the music of the bear community, and this part of our culture started roughly in the mid-1980s. The song snippet you just heard, of course, does not come from that period. It's from 1932, and it's Teddy Bear's Picnic by Henry Hall and his orchestra out of England. But I wanted to use it as a segue into a modern version of the song, one definitely intended for gay male bears. It's from 2000 and is by Martin Swinger from his album Bare Naked. Here's Martin's version of Teddy Bear's Picnic.
If you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down to the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Every teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please, 'cause that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Time for little teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares. See them picnic on their holiday. See them as they gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any care. But at 6 o'clock their daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears. Go down to the woods today, you better not go alone. It's lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for little teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unaware. See them picnic on their holiday. Them as they gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any care. But at 6 o'clock their daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears. At 6 o'clock their daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears.
Martin Swinger and Teddy Bear's Picnic. And I've got an interview with Martin later in the show. The show also includes an interview with Freddie Freeman, a talented artist and also the founder of a series of music events held around the country called Bearapalooza. What's a Bearapalooza? Well, I want to read to you a description taken from Freddie's Bearapalooza website that'll help explain the focus of my show. Bearapalooza is a unique rock concert event bringing together talented musicians of the bear community. The bear community is defined in different ways by different participants, but underlying all the definitions is an effort to redefine ideas of masculine beauty, especially for gay males. For many years, the stereotypical image of male beauty has been thin, young, and hairless. This may be some people's preference, but the bear community embraces a different ideal of male beauty: stocky to large, hairy, usually with facial hair. In essence, the word bear embraces men as they are, in many forms, shapes, and sizes, as they tend to naturally be. Okay, I think that gives us a good starting point, and we're going to flesh out these ideas in my first interview of the show. It's with Greg Hudson. While Greg has a background as a musician, A few years ago, he started his own label called Whoopee Bear Music. And I would say he's been one of the people doing the most to get exposure for the music of artists who identify with the bear community. He's released a series of compilation CDs called Bear Tracks, and they've helped bring together some of these artists. My interview with Greg started out with the basics. What is a bear?
What is a bear? Well, there's many different versions of this answer. Actually, and many of them are right. There's no really wrong answer, I guess, to this. Traditionally speaking, I guess, in the gay genre, a bear is normally a big old burly guy that's not your traditional slim type build, you know, so just, I don't know, there's not really any right answer, but there's no wrong answer either, so it just depends on the interpretation.
So, is there a bear community?
Yes, there is. Many cities have the bear communities, what they call the bear clubs. They're spread, I guess, every state in the United States, Canada, Mexico, there are bear clubs. They're not really linked together, per se, as far as one big community. Most clubs are doing their own thing, whether, you know, like projects and things going on as far as what they call bear runs, where they raise money for charity, things like that, or just have, like, parties and stuff. And so it's, in most cases, it's basically like a community of where people can just feel like they are who they are.
Since I'm trying to tell the story through music, if you had to define the idea of bear music, what would you say?
Okay, bear music. As far as the genre goes, as far as bear tracks goes, the bear tracks that we have released, we have four volumes of bear tracks, and most of these songs are recorded by and sang by and performed by gay bear men. There's not really any style of music that you would say consider bear music. There's, you know, country songs, there's dance music, there are, you know, pop music, there folk, acoustic. Basically, bear tracks represents the talent, I guess would be the best way to say it. Bear tracks represents the talent of what the bear men have to offer.
And how do you figure out who's a bear artist?
Some of that may be considered like in, I guess, appearance. Some of it could be in, like, I guess, personality or attitude. It just depends on, like I say, individual interpretation. What some people may see as a bear, other people may not see as or recognize that as a bear.
Why did you start Whoopee Bear Music?
This has to go back several years. Back in the 80s, back when I was around, 19, 20 years old, I was in a thrash metal band. And we recorded two full-length albums. Actually, it was on vinyl at the time, and CD also came out at that same time. So our first two releases were on vinyl, cassette, and CD. But we also had some singles on some compilation albums that came out. And the compilation albums really pushed our CD releases that we had just finished. And also knowing how compilation albums really help the artist, I decided, what if I released a compilation CD series that would help some of the gay artists? And so the release of Bear Tracks 1 was released in 2004, was when Bear Tracks 1 was released. So using my talent from the thrash metal band that I was in back in the 80s, I decided to just stay in the music scene, but not as far as a performer, but more of a promoter, and try to help some of the gay artists get more recognition that they really deserve.
Well, I love the title Bear Tracks. That's such an obvious and appropriate title for the series.
It came to me just out of the blue, just one time. I thought, first of all, I wanted to do something for the bear artist, because I had heard of, like I said, you know, there was Mark Weigel, you know, Tommy Johns, Martin Swinger, you know, Kendall, Ray Baker, others. All these people were on Bear Tracks 1. Just a lot of great music. I mean, there's a lot of just great talent that I figure that individually they're really trying to push their music, but it's hard to do it individually these days with so much other, I guess you might say, competition that's out there. So I figure if we put everything under one roof and try to give people a taste of what these people have to offer, maybe this would help the artists get a little, you know, expand their fan base.
Is there a song that stands out to you as dealing lyrically with the bear culture?
I would have to say probably, well, I don't know about the first music, but I'd say one of the best songs that deals with the bear culture would be by Leroy Lamb. He is an artist from Canada, and he's on Bear Tracks 2 with his song called What It Feels Like for a Bear, which is actually a parody of Madonna's song What It Feels Like for a Girl. And lyrically, this song kind of like goes into how a bear feels and how they are accepted and how they are, you know, in and out of clubs and things like that. Leroy Lamb's What It Feels Like for a Bear is probably one of the best songs as far as lyrically goes that describes a bear.
Gay men who wear dresses and put on wigs or high-heeled shoes, because it's okay to be a drag queen. But for a man to look like a bear is degrading, because you think that being furry is degrading. But secretly, you'd love to know what it's like, wouldn't you? What it feels like. I bear my bottom down. That there is hair poking up over his shirt collar. There's fur inside, but no one knows it. Shy little bears that are scared to show.
Canada, that was Leroy Lamb with a little of What It Feels Like for a Bear. And that track can be found only on Greg Hudson's CD, Bear Tracks 2. When I started researching this show, I quickly found that there was no particular musical genre for the music created by members of the bear community. And I found a lot of music by bear artists, so much so that this edition of Queer Music Heritage will be another one with a much extended version on my website, about 6 hours. That, of course, is at www.queermusicheritage.com. Now, almost by definition on my show, I've got to try to explore the history of bear music. And that is a tough subject to research. But the earliest song by a gay artist that I found where the main lyrical focus concerned the bear community was one from 1994. It was from an album called Vision of a Bear and was by John Topping. It's called I'm a Bear.
I am a bear, yes I am a bear, yes I am a bear.
I'm a Bear by John Topping. From 1997, I found another obscure song right on the subject. It was by a duo called Woof, and they released a two-song cassette tape called Just a Bear.
I'm just a bear. I got lots of hair. From my head down to my toes. I don't want to be like those Kendall beauty queens. Cause don't you know, I got someone who cares. We do it in the woods and everywhere. Cause don't you know, I'm just a bear. I'd like that one over there. Won't you please bring him to me? I don't want to be like those Kendall beauty queens. Cause don't you know, I got someone who cares. We do it in the woods and everywhere. Cause don't you know, I'm just a bear.
One artist I just can't leave out of this show was one of the first self-proclaimed bear musicians. And he sure proved that by going by the name Music Bear. His real name is Ray Baker, and his debut CD came out in 1998. But I've chosen to share with you a track of his from 2000 called Teddy Bear.
When I was a little boy, I had no friends to call my own. Just a warm and cuddly bear who was my pal. Everywhere that I went, he was there to cheer me up. At my side, he was my first real love. Teddy bear, teddy bear, I'd reach out in the night and you are there. Teddy bear,
and this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. And if you go to my site this month, you'll find a much, much longer show about bear music. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Friday night, Saturday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. I've been a fan of this next artist for many years, and I give him credit for releasing the first album directly geared to the bear community. He's Martin Swinger, and in 2000, he released a CD called Bear Naked. And of course, in that title, bear is spelled B-E-A-R. Some editions of that album should be considered collector's items because they have fur glued to the outside. Very cool. You heard Martin's version of Teddy Bear's Picnic at the start of the show, and he's got a lot more great music. Martin, you've told me that you don't consider yourself a bear, but I know that your music has been very well received by the bear community. Can you talk about that?
It's been very interesting. I think, of a bear, I think of a pretty large guy mostly, usually pretty hairy-chested. There are certain elements that really make me visualize what a bear might look like, and I'm not any of those. I'm 6 foot tall and fairly slender, and I've got a little goatee. But the bears, when I go to a bear event, they say that I'm welcome as a bear because I've got the long as I've got some kind of facial hair, I'm acceptable to them. But I don't really see myself as a bear. The thing about the music is that when Brian first started talking to me, Brian's my partner who really convinced me to do this. I owe it all to him. To put the album together, I had a handful of songs, like My Uncle Walter Goes Waltzing with Bears, and I knew Teddy Bear's Picnic. So, you know, those two are kind of obvious. And from there, I wasn't quite sure where to go. So I, you know, tried looking at songs from the idea that there was the word bear or the image of a bear in it. And while there are a few songs like that, not a lot of them really spoke to me as anything that would speak to a bear, a person who's into the bear culture. So I tried to take a broader look at it, and again, Brian helped me kind of open up my eyes to what would bears be interested in. And then, well, bears are interested in food, and they're interested in sex, they're interested in each other, they're interested in relationships, they're interested in justice, they're interested in a lot of things.
You were a little at a loss for words when I asked you in an email about the idea of quote-unquote bear music.
Yeah. Well, that was the tough thing. That was the period that I was going through where I was looking for songs that said the word bear. When I go to bear gatherings, again, my experience has taught me that at a bear gathering, it's just as easy to have a conversation with somebody about opera or classical music as likely you would have a conversation about the country music or any other. Every bear has a different kind of music that appeals to them.
Oh, I don't think it's a genre of music.
No, I don't think it's a genre at all. I don't think it could be categorized as a genre. So when we do a Bearapalooza, the fellas there may sing anything. Original songs, Joni Mitchell, you just don't know what somebody's going to sing. But if they identify with a bear, identify as bear, it becomes bear music in its own way. So it seems to work, and the bears seem to are willing to take in everything that anybody will sing.
How has the Bear Naked album been received?
It's been received very well, and interestingly enough, I still get found. I still get discovered through emails. People searching through CDBaby.com, and they come across the Bear Naked album, and they'll buy it every now and then. Will Be Bear has been really good with their productions. The Bear Tracks albums has introduced my album to a lot of people, so I hear, you know, get it from a lot of different angles. It's a nice thing to be discovered. And then, of course, singing at the Bear events has been wonderful. I always sell a lot of CDs there. The advantage of hearing me live at the Bear events is that my CDs are the coffee table edition with fur, you know, glued around the edge. Yeah, it's a real clever marketing scheme that Brian came up with. It's a very fun, very fun album cover. And I'm able to do that live, where I can't really do that with mail orders. So there's the advantage of hearing me live at a Bear event.
I started the show with the song Teddy Bear's Picnic. Could you comment on that song?
Comment on Teddy Bear's Picnic. I think it's just a really fun song. It's kind of an old vaudeville song, British, you know, from British vaudeville, where it came from originally. And it's just romping images of bears having a good time together. And when I go to the bear events, that's what they're doing. You know, they're enjoying food, and that's what's happening. It's this Teddy Bear's Picnic. They're enjoying each other's company. They're dancing with each other. It just seemed like a very nice, in the double entendre sense, it seemed like a very nice celebration of bear community and the bears, the way they treat each other. So that's why I picked that song. It's a children's song, basically, but I thought it worked real well for the bears. I get a lot of comments on it.
Please tell me about Teddy Bear's Lullaby.
Teddy Bear's Lullaby was the response to Teddy Bear's Picnic. I'd already recorded the picnic song and realized I needed something to counterbalance it, and that there was not really a lullaby planned for the album, and the idea of writing a lullaby just appealed to me. So I sat down one evening, and that was one of the rare songs that came to me very quickly. I started thinking about, you know, my honey bear and what kind of lullaby I might sing. And the ideas came to me amazingly quickly. And, you know, it's a lullaby because it's a lullaby, but I'm happy to use the word honey bear and just to make references in it that really describe the person I'm thinking of. And, again, the bears seem to respond to it. This song will make bears cry. It's a very poignant, I guess. It's perhaps a bit romantic, but I'm a bit of a romantic, so it seems to work.
Oh, fuzzy-faced friend of mine, it's bedtime, so lay down with me. You've had a rough day today, but now it's done, so lay down with me. When I'm feeling sorry, you know what to do. I'm here to give back what I learned from you. I'll hold you all night if you want me to. If you only lay down, teddy bear, by my side. Close your eyes and let me rub that heavy world from off your shoulder. It's grown colder, but I'll warm you like fire. My heart is burning for you. Lay down and let me show you. From your dark eyes, I see the light in you. Give me tonight and let me show you how I love you. How I love you. I'm going to, but here with you, you made me love you. When I'm feeling sorry, you know what to do. I'm here to give back what I learned from you. I'll hold you all night if you want me to. If you'll only lay down, teddy bear, by my side. Close your eyes and let me rub that heavy world from off your shoulder. It's grown colder, but I'll warm you like fire. I'll warm you like fire.
And this song is very cute. Please tell me about the song Huggin' and Chalkin'.
Huggin' and Chalkin', oh, what a great adventure. This is a song from the 1950s written by a man named Kermit Goell. And Brian was familiar with the song. It was originally Huggin' and Chalkin'. It was I Got a Gal Who's Mighty Sweet, Big Brown Eyes and Tiny Feet. It was about a gal, but that was the only reference to her, to a woman in the whole song, was that very opening thing. And Brian used to sing snippets of it to me. We always thought it was a cute song, but I'd never really come across it. And then I was down in Atlanta, you know, while we were starting to work on the album, starting to think towards it. I was down in Atlanta flying back to Maine, and a friend of mine got on the plane, a fellow named Avner Eisenberg, who is a comedian and performer, Avner the Eccentric. Well, he's from Maine, and I know him and have met his wife, Julie, as well. Avner got on the plane same time I did, and we were informed we're going to have to sit there for an hour. So Avner came back and sat beside me, and we just kind of caught up with each other. And we were talking about music, and he said, well, yeah, my wife's father was a songwriter, but you wouldn't be familiar with anything he ever wrote. His biggest tune was a song called Huggin' and Chalkin'. And I just about hit the ceiling when he said it, because we'd been looking for this song. And then to find out my friend Julie, it was her father that wrote it. So we contacted Julie immediately and just said, Julie, we've got this crazy idea about changing a couple of words in this song and recording it. And she said, let me check with my brother. She checked with another brother and said, go for it. So allowed us to change it from I Got a Gal Who's Mighty Sweet to I Got a Bear Who's Mighty Sweet. And the song works great from there. The Bears are great about celebrating larger men as part of their culture. And this song was, again, just a beautiful celebration of size. So that's why it was an important song. I felt very lucky to be able to put it on the album.
I got a bear who's mighty sweet, big brown eyes and furry feet. He likes to cook and he loves to eat, and he tips the scales at 303-OG. But ain't it grand to have a bear so big and fat that when you go to hug him, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug away some chalk, a mark to see where you began one day. I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a chalkin' and a huggin' away when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand. Coming around the other way, coming around the other way. Nobody ever says I'm weak. My bones don't ache, my joints don't creak, but I grow pale and I get limp every time I see my baby blimp. Oh gee, but ain't it grand to have a bear so big and fat that when you go to hug him you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug away some chalk, a mark to see where you began one day. I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a beggin' him to stay by my side when a man and a fella with some chalk in his hand coming around the other side. Oh my, coming around the other side, babies on my wine, coming around the other side, over the mountains, across the great divide.
You've got quite a fan in Freddie Freeman.
Well, he's a real sweet man, and I'm a Freddie Freeman fan as well. He's an amazing performer, an amazing energy, creating all the Bearapaloozas, all that work that he's doing is just magnificent, and he's an incredible performer. When I hear him live, oh my gosh, he just, he's an incredible writer, and his voice is so good, and he's great about getting people up singing with him, and I'm in awe of him. So we're in a mutual admiration society.
And we're going to talk with Freddie Freeman in a few minutes, but I've got another Bear song I just have to play. It was originally written around 1974 by a country artist named Stephen Fromholtz and appeared on his album, A Rumor in My Own Time. As far as I know, he's straight, and the cover of his album certainly has him looking very much a bear. The song is called Bears, and the lyrics of it have many, many parallels to two-legged bears. This was not unnoticed by Mark Weigel, another of my favorite artists, who included the song on his 2002 album, Out of the Loop.
Woof.
Folks say there ain't no bears in Arkansas. Some folks never seen a bear at all. Some folks say that bears go around eating babies raw. Some folks got a bear across the hall. Some folks say that bears go around smelling bad. While others say that a bear is a honey sweet. Some folks say this bear's the best I ever had. Some folks got a bear beneath their feet. Some folks drive the bears out of the wilderness. Some see a bear would be fate. Me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. Some folks even see the bear in me. Well, me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. Some folks even see the bear in me. So meet a bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Well, even though your friends may stop and stare, just remember there's a bear there in the bunch with you. And it just don't come no better than a bear. Bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Well, even though your friends may stop and stare, just remember there's a bear there in the bunch with you. They just don't come no better than a bear. Oh, they just don't come no better than a bear. They just don't come no better. They just don't come no better. They just don't come no better. And a bear.
The last interview of this very full show is with Freddie Freeman, and you've heard him mentioned a couple times already. I met him almost 5 years ago, in March of 2002, when he was first beginning to brave sharing his music with people, and I was immediately impressed. And he blossomed fast. That year he released his first CD and became the founder of Bearapalooza. And his music has expanded to include many genres. He's just released a new album called Break the Silence, and I asked him about it.
Break the Silence is an album that I've been working on for about 6 years now. It's a collection of songs that represent a lot of the struggles that I've been through, a lot of the growth and a lot of the lessons. It crosses a lot of genre lines. It's really hard to put me in a genre category because you might go from the opening track is very, very rock, like very bar rock, and then you go into a folk country kind of sound. It just runs across a wide spectrum of what I've been influenced by growing up and as a musician, as an adult. Lyrically, it has a lot of lyrics about accepting yourself and growing and learning, dealing with heartbreak. And I kind of look at the album as just a glimpse into my journey over the last 10 years or so. And there's a lot of great musicians on it, and they really capture what I think I'm about. My pride in being an out gay artist, my pride in my art, and my pride in my identity as a bear are all included in this.
Why did you start Bearapalooza?
Why did I start Bearapalooza? Because I actually... I started going to out music open mics in 2002. And before I had discovered out music, I was just kind of doing music in my room, not really putting it out there. And I started going to the open mics, and I suddenly discovered that, you know, I could do something with this passion for music and share it with my community. And at the same time that was going on, I was also discovering this new identity of the bear community. And I was like doing things with the Metro Bears of New York, and for some reason I just like these two things that I loved and that were giving me a new sense of who I was and helping me to grow and become
more of who I really am, they just seemed to go together. And I knew a couple of guys in the bear community who were musicians. And at the time, Chris Landhair was doing a show at Finally Fred's in the Village, and he had a night where he thought he was going to be out of town. He thought he was going to be in Australia, and he said, "You know, I got this night, and I need somebody to take it over and do it." And I said, "You know, I do have this little bear thing I've been wanting to do. I don't know how big a deal it would be or anything, but I'd really like to do it and get a couple of my bear friends together and have a little concert." So I decided to take the night over, and I asked Martin Swinger to do it, and I asked Ernie LaJoy and a couple other people, and I just started advertising it around town, and it turned out that my little idea for me and my friends, like, somehow resonated with the community. And, you know, it was sold out, and I couldn't fit people in the club, and so it was kind of a surprise to me. It was just something that I wanted to do for myself and my community, and I was surprised that it kind of took off, and I've been doing it ever since.
Let's get to one of your songs, and the first of your songs to make a big impact with me was Echo.
Echo has been my friend for many years. I wrote it just walking around the streets of New York City one day. I was just like, I live in this big city. There's all these people around, but I still don't feel that deep connection. I still don't feel like sometimes I felt like completely alone on the subway. And I think that's very common for a lot of people who live in the city, because having all those people around, especially in a big city like that, doesn't necessarily mean that you're connecting. I started thinking about, you know, well, I want to hear something from somebody else that says, like, you know, I resonate with you. I get you. And I kind of translated that into hearing an echo come back. And I just started playing it at the open mic. And again, it was one of those surprises. For some reason, like, most of the people I've played my music for, they just zoom in on that song and they go, oh, I really resonate with that. That really hits me in the heart. And I really know what you're talking about.
I live in a city filled with millions of people, but I still feel all alone. The air is filled with noises of technology and progress, fax machines and cellular phones. Wanna hear a voice that rises above them, telling me I'm not the only one. Wants to hear a sentiment that sounds familiar. I'm listening for sounds of life in the emptiness. I'm waiting for an echo. Got my ear to the ground, listening for a sound that's gonna save me.
What are your plans for future Bearapaloozas?
Well, 07 is looking to be kind of busy, actually, with Bearapalooza. There's two things that I have in the works that aren't definitely 100%, but we're negotiating them, and they'll both be new locations for us. One is August in Washington, D.C., and the other is in May in Houston, Galveston. So that should be exciting. And then we have two shows that are now going to be annual shows, of course, here in Nashville, because that's where I'm based out of. And that'll be at the end of September for the annual Bear Jam here. And then just this past November, we did our first show at a campground in Florida, just outside of Tampa, called Sawmill Campground. It's a gay campground. And we had such a good time there, and they loved us so much that they're asking us to do it annually. So that'll be in the beginning of October.
In your song, Free Man, I love the pride that you include in the lyrics, I'm a free man, a big man, a fat man, and a hairy man. How did that song evolve?
Free Man I wrote because I was thinking about my dad, of all things, and I haven't spoken to my dad in like 15 years, really, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that I'm gay, and I started thinking about, you know, like, my last name is Freeman. What connection do I have to my dad or his side of the family? I mean, I have no connection to that side of the family. And I started thinking, what does this name mean to me? Like, what does it mean to be a Freeman? Like, and I started thinking of it less as my dad's name and more of a power word. And so I started thinking, what does it mean to be a free man? What it means to be a free man is to be able to do your best, make mistakes, love yourself, love the people around you, love your identity, love your body, and, you know, just embrace who you are as yourself. And one of the big things that I say in the song a lot is, you know, I make mistakes, I stumble, I have bad habits, and that'll never change. Well, you know, some things will change. We change until we die. But some things may never be perfectly the way I want them to be about myself. But I love myself despite that. I embrace who I am. And that's what Free Man is about.
Too many years have been wasted. Too many lies have been told. Too many tears have been tasted on my lips. Too many dreams have been sold. Starved of light in this room, craving the warmth of the sun, I dive naked into the joy of self-discovery. I am born, I'm a free. I will always make mistakes. Those mistakes will be my own. I got habits I wish I could shake. That's okay, cause in time I will grow. I'm loving me, perfect in my imperfection. Proud of who I love and who I am. I'm aware that I am a contradiction. Shadows and light combined. I'm a free man. Loving who I am, nothing more and nothing less than a free man. Free from shame, I claim my name. My name is Free from shame, I claim.
Down to the last song, at least of the radio version of the show. But before I get to it, I want to thank you all for listening, and I want to especially thank Greg Hudson, Martin Swinger, and Freddie Freeman for the interviews. And, as I had expected, the interviews were so good that I could not fit all of them into the radio version of this show. And especially, I could not fit in all the music. So my internet listeners can hear a very extended version with a lot more comments and additional music. That, of course, can be found at www.queermusicheritage.com. And, as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I've featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. As I researched and worked on this show over the last few weeks, I developed a list of about 50 artists and over 80 songs I wanted to pick from. And I pretty much knew right away that I wanted to start the show with Martin Swinger's Teddy Bear's Picnic, but I wasn't sure how I would end it. Well, my thinking sort of evolved to very logically provide me my answer. I'll end this feature on bear music the same way Freddie Freeman ends every Bearpalooza show. So, of course, I had to ask him about his song, Fat Bottom Bears.
Fat Bottom Bears. Well, again, I felt like for Bearpalooza, I wanted to do something that really kind of captured that essence of loving big men and celebrating big men and putting that big man up there as that pinup on the pedestal instead of the usual thin, hairless young guy. And I don't know, I just started thinking about Queen. I started thinking about Fat Bottom Girls, and I went, you know, I could change the lyrics around a little bit. It'd be really fun. And it's become, at Bearpalooza's, kind of the ending of the night when everybody gets on stage and they all join me in singing this song. And it's always a lot of fun.
Here's Freddie Freeman with all the performers from Bearpalooza 2003 at CBGB's Lounge in New York City.
Soon as I reached puberty, left alone with Big Fat Daddy. He was such a dirty daddy. Big Daddy made a bad boy out of me. I've been singing with my band, across the wire, across the land. I've seen every blue-eyed Twinkie on the way. But their beauty and their style were kind of smooth after. To those hairy daddies every time. Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside your FI life. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom bears, you make the rocking world go round. Got your mortgages and homes. No stiffness in my bones. Ain't no beauty queens in this locality. Oh yeah, but I still got my pleasure. Still got my greatest treasure. Big Daddy, I made a bad boy out of me. Oh, you gonna take me home tonight. Down.
beside your